like to greet you all this morning.
In
the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus.
Certainly
happy to be able to be here by invitation.
A
time that we appreciate highly. Shall we pray? Blessed Lord Jesus, want to thank you this morning for this one more golden opportunity that we have to enter into thy presence with thanksgiving. Lord, we want to thank you for your children. We want to thank you for the elders. We want to thank you, Lord Jesus, for everyone, Lord, who is doing it all to make sure things are moving. Father, Lord Jesus, as I stand behind this holy desk, Lord, I'm only trusting upon you. We are not here to make an impression. We are not here to make a name. But we are just here, Lord, to be used of thee in the way that you see befitting for the edification and benefit of your bride. So, Lord, I humbly come this morning asking for your grace and mercy upon my life. Forgive me of all my shortcomings and limitations. Lord, I pray this morning that my lips, my tongue can only be directed of thee towards that which you purpose from before the foundation of the world. Father, you know in the hearts of your children, they have various needs. And it's only you, O God, who can be able to supply their needs through the preaching of the word. I pray, Lord, now that you can take over and have your own way. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. You can take our seats. I'd like to appreciate our elder here.
Amen.
The wonderful work he's doing with his team.
And
the rest of the elders in the church also. This morning, by the grace of God, I just want to go straight into God's word. Shall we turn our Bibles to
Nehemiah?
1 verse 11.
Exodus 3.
Nehemiah 1:11. I read.
Nehemiah 1.
O Lord, I beseech thee, let now thine ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant.
And
to the prayer of thy servants, who desire to fear thy name and prosper, I pray thee, thy servant this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man. For I was the king's cupbearer. Exodus 3, verse 1, 2, 3. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb.
Two,
and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush, and he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed.
Ipapo mtumwa wa Jehovah akazviratidza kwaari mumvura zvomoto pakati ari pakati pegwenzi akatarira akaona gwenzi richipfuta nomoto
And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt.
Moses akati, regai nditsaukire, ndione chishamiso chikuru ichi, kuti gwenzi seiri singachi.
And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him. Now you see the first thing he saw.
He had to see something.
And the next thing, God speaks to him. For and when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses, and he said, Here am I.
Zvino Jehovha akati achiona kuti wotsaukira kuti aone Mwari akati kwaari Moses Moses iye akati ndiri pano hangu.
And he said, Draw not nigh hither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place where on thou standest is holy ground.
Akati usaswedera pano, bvisa shangu dzako patsoka dzako nekuti paumire patsvene.
6. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God.
Akati ivo ndiri mwari wababa vako namwari waAbraham namwari waIsaac namwari waJacob. Moses akavanza chiso chake nokuti wakatya kutarira Mwari.
Now you see, he saw something.
Akaona chimwe chinhu.
God spoke to Moses.
Mwari ndokutaura na Moses.
Now, I want to see that, see you to see the third thing.
Kuti muone chinhu chetatu.
Moses speaks to the God or to that which spoke to him.
Moses akazotaura kuna Mwari kana kune icho chaitaura naye.
Seeing God speaks to Moses, Moses speaks back to God.
Pakava nokuona ndiye tevere Mwari kutaura na Moses, iye tevere Moses kutaura na Mwari.
Verse 11. And Moses said unto God, Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt?
Zvino Moses akati kuna Mwari, ini ndini andiko kuti ndiende kuna Pharaoh.
13. And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of your father has sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them?
Ipapo Moses akati kuna Mwari tarirai, kana ndikasvika kuvana vaIsraeri ndikati Mwari wamadzibaba enyu ndiye wandituma kwamuri. Ivo vachati kwandiri ko zita rake ndianiko ndichati kwavari.
God said unto Moses, I am that I am, and he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you.
Mwari akati kuna Mozisi, ndini ini zvandiri. Akati unoti kuvana vaIsraeri, iye ini ndiye wandituma kwamuri.
May God add blessing reading of his word as we take our seats.
Are
you happy to be in the house of the
Lord?
You turn around and shake somebody's hand and say, Welcome to church this morning. Tell your brother or sister, I want to see a smiling face. Because
you
are just about to feast at the Lord's table. Amen. God bless you. Now, I want to take this little subject this morning.
Coming
into the presence, into the presence of that supernatural. That light will revolutionize you. Will revolutionize things. Or will change things. How many of you have things that they want to see change? So there is your answer. And then with a thought there, no individual, no church can thrive or survive
inogona kubudirira kana kuita zvinoendeka
without the supernatural.
Isina chomweya.
That's what your prophet says.
Ndozvotaurwa nemuprofita wenyu.
No church,
hakuna kereke,
no individual,
hakuna munhu duka munhu
can thrive
anogona kubudirira
without the supernatural.
Asina chomweya.
In other words, you don't just thrive by reading the Bible. You need the God of the Bible. You don't just thrive by knowing the message. It's those, you see where we come when the prophet speaks about fundamentalism. Those are fundamentals. Any scholar will read and listen to 1,200
tapes.
But still that won't do nothing to him. You need contact with the supernatural. This message is very different from all that the world has ever come in contact with. It's a supernaturally vindicated message. God did not just send this message, but he sent it with a supernatural vindication. And hence he says, no individual, no
church
will survive
without the
supernatural. Now, this is in line, I'm picking on things, as you see, I've read on prayer, it's all those things, they go hand in hand, as you see. Now, I enjoy this which the prophet says. Where he says, I think I'm picking it up from a blushing prophet of 56, paragraph
23.
And when you see a servant of God, hallelujah, get so sincere till he is on his face with his hands in the air, praying to God and blushing because the iniquity of the people, then you are going to see a revival start. Talking of a revival in you, in your heart, in your life. There are times that you go to church, you're just dragging yourself. Going to church has become a tradition. Just dragging yourself to the altar has become a norm. Now we are talking of something that comes in and begins to bubble in you. It's a part of you. It's a system that's operating in you. It's an operational system that has been run into you. A man cannot lay in the presence of God. A church cannot stay in the presence of God under repentance unless the Holy Spirit comes down and gives unction and power to start a move of God in there among those people. Just got to be. Then Abraham goes on to say, paragraph 24. Show me a man. Show me a believer. Show me a church goer. Show me a preacher. Show me an officer. Show me a man. Show me another Calvin. Knox.
Finney.
Sankey. Or any of those who feels the burden of the people. That will lay on their face. and cry and pray before God. Send us a John Smith of the Baptist Church again.
John Smith of Baptist Jakare.
Who prayed all night for the iniquity of the people until his eyes would be swelled shut the next morning from weeping, till his wife would lead him to the table and feed him his breakfast.
Zvekuti chifumi mudzimai wakaita mubata ruoko kuenda naye patafura odomupa zvekudya nechipunu.
Show me a John Wesley again.
John Wesley,
a firebrand snatched from the fire.
I
will show you a revival. You want a revival in your soul? You want a revival in your heart? So you see, say, show me if I finish, show me a Smith. Now I'm saying, show me a believer in Eastleigh Tabernacle Church. Show me a churchgoer in Eastleigh Tabernacle Church who will kneel down and pray. Then I'll show you a revival. Now the message of the hour is not a tradition. The message of the hour is not a system. The message of the hour is the word of God. And in it is the life of God by which the church exists and survives. Far be it from me that it will ever become a system. Far be it from me that it will become a tradition. That's why denominations are where they are today. When they started, yes, it was the word. But with time, it became a system. With time, it became their thing. But we are saying this morning, the message is not our thing. Message handi chinhu chedu. The message is shoko ra Mwari. Rakabva pachigaro chaMwari. Rinoramba riri shoko ra Mwari. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say praise God. That's why you see Brother Branham was so consecrated. He was so sold out. God was jealous over that messenger, because he knew the rest of the world would rest upon that. That's why you hear from Billy Paul's testimony, or Brother Branham narrate, or Billy Paul's testimony. When Brother Branham that night, that day, that night, he saw that angel right there by the corner, and he asked God, that can I show the other brother, his other brother was with him, and Billy Paul, can I show him? He says, yes, Billy Paul, because you work with him, that's not your brother. And he put a pillow on his face. So he wants a Billy Paul. He says, Billy Paul, I want you to see. Yes, by permission. That angel, hallelujah, whom I always speak about, who always comes into the meetings. He knew Billy Paul heard about it. Billy Paul heard him talk about it. But now he wanted Billy Paul to have a physical contact. A visible contact with the angel. So when Billy Paul, when Brother Branham opened the pillow, he says, I saw him there, that light. He says, he was in that form. He was in the shape, the form. A visible form. Like he would have a form.
He says, when I was looking at him, his eyes constantly were looking upon Brother Branham. You see the sense of jealousy, the sense of guarding, the sense of knowing what Brother Branham was carrying.
But
at some point, you would almost see. He would almost like he was looking at me on the other side, but his eyes kept on glued upon Brother Branham. Brother Branham could not do what he wanted. He could not do what he wanted. He could not preach what he wanted. He could not establish in church what he wanted. That's why he said, even if an angel, like Paul said, would come and preach another gospel, let him be accursed. He said, even if an angel would come to me and tell me to say something contrary, I will not believe it. I will not preach it. To show you that God was jealous over the ministry that God gave him to the bride. And Billy Paul says, as I kept on watching, it's kind of like changed now into like a mist or cloud. And he started moving towards the window. And it disappeared. Conduct. You watch his life after that. You watch his aspirations after that. Contact. Now, I move on. Prayer is essential. It goes hand in hand with the supernatural. As you see when we connect it as we move. Brother Branham says in one quotation, the hour of God's deliverance of 56, it is prayer stops the leak of the world coming into the church. Like in this day we live, there is so much pressure on the ministry to let down the bars so the world can come in. It's being demanded upon the believers. It's being demanded upon the church. But Brother Branham says there is only one thing that will stop, that will plug that leak.
Brother Branham,
I read. And I tell you, don't let the world creep into you. You as an individual, don't let the world creep into you. Because one thing you allow will open doors for many more. Before you know it, you are so cold. You can hardly kneel down to pray. All you do after my prayers, Lord, help me now. I'm going to wake now. Help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
You're allowing certain things. You find you spend more of your time now on the secular things of the world. You find enough 3 hours for the news and bulletins, but you hardly find 30 minutes to read a spoken word. Something is happening to you. The world is coming in. You can afford 6 hours of discussions with other people at work or in the
street
or in a restaurant. That doesn't mean anything. But my brother, to just be able to spend 5 minutes of fellowship with your brother.
5 minutes
20 minutes of visiting your brother.
30 minutes.
You know what he says? I'm busy. I'm busy. One of these fine days, you realize that after all, you will not
be.
Like this, I read that this man who said who would always be invited to church. He was a believer. Says, I'm busy. Don't you know I'm running so many businesses? Don't you know I've got so many enterprises? Nothing wrong with that. God has blessed you, so that makes life easy.
No business.
But that should not take your time. So you'd always say, I'm not busy. Miss prayer meeting, miss church,
and we have church, and we have prayer meeting,
miss gatherings,
and we have ungano.
One day,
Rimezua,
he began not feel well.
Akatanga kurwara.
He visited a doctor.
Akaenda kuna chiremba.
And the doctor diagnosed him of cancer.
Chiremba ndokumutaurira kuti ane gomarara.
They say,
vanoti,
from that day, that man never missed a service.
Murume iyeyeka haana service yakarova.
That man never missed a prayer meeting.
Haana kurova ku prayer meeting.
That man never missed a Bible study.
Haana kumborova ku Bible study.
So can we surely say that he was busy?
Toti changamira ava vanga vakabata
kana era. It was an issue of priority.
Kana kuti vaive vachimbokoshesa.
Why now we had time?
Because zvino nguva yazo.
Realize I've spent much of my time there.
Vakuona ndapedza
nguva yangu. That cannot help me in this condition.
Ati pedza nazvo nguva.
I need something more than just going to service my businesses.
Ndakuda chimwe chinhu
chinodarika business rangu. I have a soul to service.
Ndine munhu wemukati ari kuda kubatsirwa.
The world coming in.
Nyika ichivereredza kupinda.
To the extent that you come to a place where you want other sermons.
Kusvika pachinhano chekuti iwe waakuda kunzwa tumwe tumharidzo tuya.
But you don't want the other sermons.
Asi pane dzimwe dziyaidzi dzausingade iwewe.
You listen to now maybe Future Home.
Unoterera maridzo Future Home inokuitira zvakanaka.
But when it comes to church and its condition,
asi haudi kuterera church and its condition.
You know very well church and its condition.
Unoziva kuti church and its condition.
Because it will disturb now the path you have set yourself on.
Nekuti ingakuvhiringidza.
But brother, we want to believe on the Sassafras gospel.
Toda kutenda vhangeri rakare.
Sasa gospel.
Toda kutenda vhangeri rakare.
Brother Marunya, Sasa.
Brother Marunya, rakare.
Muchiripo paya here, brother.
Brother Marunya, muchiripo paya.
Fellowship anini. Ndinanga mamakore vachitishanyira. We would almost talk, and as you are talking, you would almost see the brother is now beginning to pray. I said, this brother is a spiritual brother. I don't know where they are
sitting,
but I want to see you come to the office. I just want to put some spiritual thermometer and see where you are now. If you are not there, then I say, what has happened to you?
You have
no other stories but to talk about prayer.
To talk about
testifying. But when the world comes in, it shocks. The chaos of the world will shock it out until you don't enjoy going to church. It's a burden going to church. You don't enjoy singing. It's a burden singing. When I was in the waiting room there, I was trying to listen to hear people sing. But I was just almost hearing the song leader. I said, but that church has got hundreds of people. What is happening? You know the devil can close your voice. Can choke you up. But when God does a good job on you, voices will open. We will sing with angels here. Angelic voices will join up and team up with your voices. Say hallelujah, somebody. Say amen, somebody. Can I hear your amen up there? Can I hear your hallelujah somewhere here?
Hallelujah.
When you open your mouth,
and
the devil knows trouble is on his trouble is coming his way. Don't allow the devil to shut up your mouth. Show him on whose side you are. Amen, 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 amen. Oh, I thank God. You love the message? Yeah, it's getting warmer now. So, and I tell you, don't let the world creep in you. Don't let the world get into your churches, brethren. Pray it out. I thought you would say, preach it out. Yes. Preaching
is
this part, but pray it out. If ever it comes to a day when you start to think there is so many devils in church, then I know it's time now to call the church for prayer. To pray it out.
The church is going to pray
it out. Pray it out. Fast it out. Until God comes down and takes a hold.
That's right.
Keep the joy of the Lord among the saints. Keep the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah, praise God. So we that no no kirangachina pamberi.
Happy fellows coming to church.
You
are already enjoying yourself.
Wakaipa ano kuisa mshidano chokunopo wangofunga kuti hakuchina chimwezve tirikuti satani chiriko. Chiriko.
Therefore wants to corner you till you believe there is nothing left. But we are telling the devil,
amen,
there is something left. We are here to worship the Lord.
Keep the joy of the Lord among the saints. Keep them prayed up. And guard every little place. If Noah seen a leak in his ark, why? He put some pitch in it.
Many
of us,
our
lives
are leaking. You know when you have a
leak,
it's just a bit of rust. If you're not careful, that rust will just go on and a big leak. When your life has a leak, please plug it. What do you use to plug?
If Noah's seen a leak in his ark, why he put some pitch in?
And
so that's about the best thing I know to keep the leak out. The world out. You see how we keep the leak out? Is to keep the world out. Is to stop up the leak. Is the best thing that I know to do. Only one way to do it. That's prayer. Prayer stops the leak.
Munamato uronama panovinda.
Ndokusakachiona Satan atomboda kuti vanhu vanamata.
That's why the devil does not want people to
pray. Ungadi kuchechi chedai kana kudzimba kwedu.
He does not want you to pray in church and even in your house. Yesterday you were not in
work. You
had the whole day.
Basi wakamuka mangana unakuona nguva.
But you woke up in the morning and you the other day you understand.
Kabuda ukapinda.
But you went to town. And you came back and you were tired.
Oh, the nature I've been busy.
Then you were saying, ah, no,
you could not even pray.
It's
a pressure. You need to stop the leak. And that leak can only be stopped by prayer. Look right now, you used to have fellowship with your wife.
Every
night before you go to bed,
you
sit around with the children.
All
by yourself, just talking. But now you have no time to talk. You only have time for your cell phone.
YouTube.
WhatsApp. SMS. All those things. The only time you have for your wife or husband,
is
just
and I.
She's also busy.
You're
also busy. If you go into a blanket, you're
still
she's also busy until finally somebody says, tomorrow morning before work, already she is busy. Until she cannot even make a cup of coffee for you. Brothers, you better stop the leak. Before the whole thing starts leaking. Church of the Living God. Let's stop the leak.
It's
the tabernacle. Let's stop the leak. Hallelujah. Look, my brother. Your marriage is no longer where it used to be. Where is that sweetest? Where are those times that you used to spend together? Where are those weekends when your job told you are going to Bulawayo, you used to take your wife?
Brother,
there is a leak. Let's stop the leak. I want to tell you, wives, pray for your husbands. Fast for your husbands. Put them before the Lord. The pressure is too high. Right there in the home, here is the pressure of your maid.
Because you spiritual people, I can see that without you have a
caught
you don't know, but your husband is struggling. Because of your young sister that you are living within the house.
Uripo,
when you are there, he actually looks angrily at your young sister.
But when
you leave them and you go to town,
like I saw this little video.
Yeah.
This man was staying with the young sister of his wife. So the wife went to work.
And
went to town. And she realized she forgot her purse.
But in
10 minutes of her going before she realized, the young sister was in the bedroom with the
brother-in-law.
Right in the blanket. And then she realized she forgot. She
came
back, drove the car. She parked. And as she came, by the time she was opening the door, they recognized. So the young sister just jumped out of bed. Picked up the trousers of the brother-in-law. And the brother-in-law was not putting on anything. So she started fanning the brother-in-law. And the sister comes in, what's wrong?
We now know these things. We now know it.
She says, but why didn't you tell me? Honey, why didn't you tell me? You should have told me.
The
guy could not even speak.
The brother was failing to breathe.
And he's sweating.
I don't want to take a tear.
And in reality, he's not sweating because
he's
sweating because the wife is
back. Ari kutikitira nekuti mudzimai adzoka.
When did you start?
Zvikadzatakaririko kusatsira zvakanaka.
It just started as you left.
Zvangoteke muchipa.
It's hard.
Zviri kundibaya baya panapa.
And the young sister keeps on fanning.
Mai nini vachiramba vachifena.
You shouldn't do that, man. You shouldn't bother my sister.
No, let's go to hospital.
Just wait. I think I'll be all right.
Zvikanzi handenga kuchipatara. Zvadzaiwa ha. Ndokungandiroita zviri
nani. Matsotsi.
They are crooks. You are staying with crooks. I've told you the truth. She has been dribbled nicely. Why is that your husband is always advocating to buy a dress for my need? There is an issue there. By now, this is your own blood sister. How about the other one? Who's not your blood sister? This one will say, no, it's Maramu, it's my husband. How about the other one you took from
Chakohwa?
And at Chakohwa, they used to know that she's a problem girl. Let's leave it there.
Let's stop the leak.
Ngati mise ipari kuvhinza.
And so you want it? Because
I want to believe that God had allowed it to be so that his sister can see whatever was happening.
No.
Zino.
So prayer stops the leak. Prayer changes things. I'm sliding in. Not until a man or a woman, boy or girl, they have met that light or that supernatural that brings the word to reality.
Kusvikira murume kana mudzimai mukomana kana musikana asangana nechinhu chiyachiya zvinoita kuti shoko rive benyu.
What makes that life, that word real?
Chii chinoita kuti shoko rigova remazviro kwazvo?
What makes that word to produce a life?
Chii chinoita kuti shoko iri?
You have to come in contact. You have to have your own experience. Then that word becomes life. There is a difference between an experience and intellectualism. But if you're not careful, you can actually mistake intellectualism for an experience. Because somebody knows all the quotations about marriage and divorce. Somebody knows all the quotations about the bride.
So
this man knows God, brother.
That
any man can know. But an experience, it's a happening that comes by God only. And it changes you. Amen. And after it has happened, you can no longer remain the old you. Like Paul, Saul of Tarsus, become Paul. He had an experience. There was a change completely. Now, let's move on. Paragraph 45 of this message here. The hour of God's deliverance. I think any man, I read it again. Or woman, boy or girl, I think in an intellectual conception. Of what they think the word is. And so forth. Never can have a full foundation stand.
Nezivo iyo yoga havagoni kuva nenheyo yakakwana
until they have met that light. That brings that word to a reality.
That light,
is that supernatural, is that experience that brings the word to reality, not until
that.
That's why you say sometimes, but I didn't know this man could do this. I mean, with what he knows about the message, with what he preaches about the message, with how loyal he is, those things have nothing to do with it. You have to have an experience. That's why you have to have a revelation. And for you to receive a revelation, it's God's prerogative. You can never learn a revelation. You can never work yourself into a revelation. But you wait upon God to give you a revelation. You create the right atmosphere and environment for God to grant you the revelation. Amen. And I think if men and women today would ever step into that light of the Holy Spirit, if men and women today would step into that light of the Holy Spirit under the unction of God's Spirit
in
the light of God's Word, everything that God has promised will illuminate to you and be real again. My contention these days are, we have preached the message. We have read the message. We have taught the seals. But still people are in their condition. Still we are in for surprises. What's the matter? We are saying, brothers and sisters, we have done enough. I was saying, let God now take over. If this is what our preaching has amounted up to, if this is what our labors has amounted up to, I believe there is a part of the journey where God Himself has to finish off. Hallelujah. When the supernatural takes over, it achieves what you have failed to achieve for 10 years. It's achieved in 5 minutes or 10 minutes. Hallelujah. Do you believe that, my brother? Why are we grinding?
Say, tiriku gomera.
Why are we laboring?
Say, go, tiriku gomera.
Let's let him take over.
Ngadimu tenderei.
Let's let him
apindire.
Take over.
Kadimu kana apindire.
Brother Branham.
Brother Branham.
Goes to squirrel hunting. He labored. He tried. He looked around. Then he was giving up. At that time when he gave up, lost all hope about his skills to shoot. Lost all hope about seeing a squirrel. Then the supernatural came down to took over. William Branham, what do you want?
William Branham,
I want some squirrels. There. In so short a time, compared to the many hours, he had his squirrels. When the supernatural takes over,
it will lighten your pattern.
Even my deacon panapa, basarawo rino vashoma.
Even the deacons here, they will have less work to do.
I was going to give a testimony. I leave. Then now, Brother Branham, under that influence, you go to the right family, you're giving a testimony of what happened. Sister Haiti is there.
Sister Haiti, varipo.
That says, Brother Branham, that's
Branham.
Nothing but the truth. That was a amen. Those words he says, Brother Branham says, I felt such an anointing coming down. There was such a power. Actually, he says a super anointing. It was a super anointing. In other words, it was a supernatural coming into that home because of this wife, what she said. To say whatever she wants to say. She will have it right now. What Brother Branham says, say whatever you want to say. Now I want you to see here. For many years, Sister Haiti was asking for the salvation of the two boys.
She
had prayer upon prayer. Revival after revival. Looking forward to see his sons. But it never happened. But when the supernatural came, when it comes to undertake for you. It comes to shoulder your
burden.
What you have suffered from for so long. Then Sister Haiti says,
Sister Haiti,
the salvation of my two boys.
Those
boys were said to be outside. Outside could be just close to the door. Outside could be by the river. Outside could be by feather. We don't hear Sister Haiti sending somebody to call the boys.
Sister Haiti vakatuma munhu kunodaidza vakomana.
Neither did Sister Haiti call them in.
Kana kuti Sister Haiti vakavadaidza.
But because the supernatural Haiti came.
Asina kuti chemweya changa chaburuka.
That same supernatural.
Chemweya chimwecho.
Brought them inside.
Chakavapinza mukati.
I can imagine some of the services.
Ndingafunga kuti amanga ma services.
Sister Haiti.
Sister Haiti.
Dragging after a night says there are two boys. Let's go to the altar. And the boys were resisting. But she brought them there. But nothing ever happened. But this time, Brother Branham, never called for an altar.
Sister Haiti.
Never asked the two boys. But as soon as they came in, they came right before Brother Branham. They knelt down right there. And when they knelt down right there, they received the Holy Ghost. Do you see the work of the supernatural? That was no man's hand. What Sister Haiti tried for so many years, when the supernatural came and she was in contact with the supernatural, it all happened maybe within the space of 1 hour or less than
1 hour.
But look how many years she had spent desiring the supernatural. When they knelt down, did they ever say, Brother Branham, please now pray for me, I want the Holy Ghost? Did Sister Haiti say now, please pray for them to receive the Holy Ghost? That was now the work of the supernatural. Hallelujah. Oh, my brother, my sister, I can see you're bothered by the condition of your husband. Don't you worry, sister. Keep on praying. Keep on praying. One of these fine days, right in your home, something will drop down there.
And
I won't tell you what will happen. But your husband will not be the same anymore. Divine intervention. His interest will change. His love for church will change. All the criticisms that he does will change. Why? Because when the supernatural comes, he comes to undertake what we are unable to do. He is able to do. Hallelujah! Mm-hmm.
Now. So you see, a church cannot thrive until the supernatural is made known among them. The supernatural.
Now,
when you talk of supernatural, if you take those two words, it's super. There is a natural way of nature of how things happen. But when things now happen outside of the scope of nature, it's something that's super.
So it's supernatural.
It's natural for a squirrel to be born from another squirrel and grow. And then you can shoot it. But when it ceases to be the natural process, where do you want it? There is nothing there.
That's supernatural.
So when we speak about the supernatural, we are speaking about something that's above nature.
Hallelujah.
We are speaking of something that's up and above the powers of the ordinary or a course of nature.
Hallelujah.
Something above the power of the course of nature. Naturally you do this. But now, though nature takes this course, but we bypass the procedures of nature. Naturally, you make bread from wheat,
it's
ground, it goes to the bakery. But when you have five pieces, five loaves of bread, and you break, and you break, and you break, and you feed 5,000. And you remain with something in the excess of 5 loaves.
That's supernatural.
Hallelujah. It's a supernatural message.
If you knew that the message you believed in,
then you would know it's also been sent to people who believe the supernatural.
You need to believe in the supernatural.
So it's something that's above and above the powers of the ordinary or the course of nature. It's something that's characterized by what is above nature. More than the natural or ordinary. It's abnormal. It's extraordinary.
Brother,
sometimes you have to be abnormal
in
order to be normal with the things of God. So you see, I come to this now, which is my
point.
I think no church, why Christ speak, paragraph 46. I think no church in its practice, no matter how intellectual, no matter how much they know the message, no matter how much they can recite the Bible, no matter how intellectual and fundamental it might be, they have all the fundamentals. He says, no church, no matter what, that church cannot thrive until the supernatural is made known among that people. How is it made known? And they see it.
Evil. What you want now?
Something that they can talk to.
That
will talk back to them.
That
vindicates this written word. Hallelujah.
Did
you see where we read with Moses? He saw a bush burning.
He
saw it. And from the bush, speak out a voice. It spoke to him. After it spoke to him, he also spoke back to it. No individual, no
church
can ever thrive without first seeing the supernatural. And he speaks to him, and they speak back to him. That's an experience. Are we together? Now, I slide now into it. Now. You see this now, why Christ speak?
Moses
met that light.
Akasangana nechiedzaich.
He talked to it.
Ndokutaura nacho.
And it talked back to
it. Icho ndokutaura kwaari.
When did this happen? Moses was an army general.
Moses angari mutungamiri wehondo.
In Pharaoh's army.
He
had so many of these rewards. He could say, go, you go. He could say, fire, you fire.
He was the chief commander.
But now what happened? God wanted him to let his people free. So we see
Moses
with all the knowledge and the understanding and the bookish education. And with all that his mother taught him,
you
were born to be a deliverer.
You were born to be a deliverer.
He thought he could do it. So what happened? One day he sees an Egyptian fighting an Israelite. This Egyptian, doesn't he know
that
I was born and raised for this?
He
got a hold of the Egyptian. He killed him. Buried him in the sand. That revival. That campaign. That Moses had. Only ended up with one dead corpse. Are we together? He hadn't come in touch with the supernatural. He hadn't seen the supernatural. He hadn't heard from the supernatural. He had not spoken back to the supernatural. This campaign ended up with a dead corpse. So what do we see happening? The next day he sees two Israelites who are fighting. And he says, I could talk to them as brothers. Why are you fighting your brothers?
He said, you want us not to fight?
You want to do to us like you did to that Egyptian?
Now
we are going to kill
Pharaoh.
From there, he ran into the wilderness. He was now a defeated man. God always has the bigger picture. And the bigger picture is shaped up by the smaller pictures. And the smaller pictures are normally disheartening. Like with Joseph, it seemed like his brothers had rejected him. It seemed like his father and mother said, now your gift you don't recognize it. It seemed like now he was in jail. Those were small patterns of the smaller picture. But God was building up to the bigger picture of what he had already said, father, mother, and brothers, someday you bow the knee before
vanamukoma vaita kupfugamira.
It looked like things were going directly opposite.
Zvakaita kunge zvinhuka.
But God was busy putting up.
Asi Mwari vaiva vachirongedza zvinhu zvavo kuzvisa munzvimbo.
So Moses goes down.
Moses oenda.
You know, sometimes God reduces you.
Dzivangova Mwarika vanokuderedza.
From great heights to lower heights.
Kukubvisa kumusoro soro.
Not that he has forgotten you.
Kukuisa pasi.
But he's trying to mold and shape up something.
Kwete zvekuti vakukanganwa.
Because it's at those times when you feel unable.
Munguva idzodzo dzaunonzwa kuti
hauchakwanisi.
Paunonzwa kuti hauchakwanisi.
At the times when the one who can do it comes.
Ndonguva dzekuti uyo anogona kuzvita.
And takes over.
Anogona kuuya.
And he uses you.
Okushandisa.
And after he has used you.
Shure mekukushandisa.
You just say it's not me.
Unozongoti sandini.
I'm a total failure.
Inini ndanga ndakundikana. Zvakatoredzera iye.
You hear brother and says.
I just
happened to be there.
I was just a
witness when these things were happening.
It's
not me who did it.
It's
God who did it. God sometimes hits you down from your high horse like
this.
Don't you worry. God is molding and shaping the bigger
picture.
So we see Moses.
Tinoona Moses.
Oh, there now, he has run away. He says, now, I'm done, I'm finished. I thought I was an army general. I thought I was a deliverer. I thought now, it's finished. Let me go out in the wilderness.
The sheep
of his father-in-law. From an army general. You are now in the bush.
Shh,
Mary.
Would you marry? Would you put them a quiet?
Do you see, my brother? That was the right time. The right position. The right condition. That God wanted to visit with the supernatural to Moses.
Maria Gasaruza, could Ashani
come another time? Moses would not listen.
Moses
you are so way up high there. He was a know it all up there. But
he
had to take that condition and situation. When God, Moses felt, now, I don't amount up to anything.
Moses panga Ashuta, Iowa. And this is chidu.
And
let me just head this ship. I used to think I'm a general, but I'm not.
Now, while he's heading the ship, he sees the bush burning.
He
could have taken the verse, but I don't have time. He saw the bush burning. And then we look at the bush. There was fire. But he was not being consumed.
Because
naturally, when fire is burning, it consumes. That's nature. But this fire was burning, but it was not consuming.
So in other
words, it was a supernatural fire. It was something above the natural. Then he says, let me draw closer. What it is. Moses. Remove your shoes. For the place where you are standing is holy ground. And Brother Abraham says it was not holy ground. It was the Holy God on the ground.
It
was the supernatural God. Then he sees, he looks at that. Then God begins to speak to him. He begins to speak to him. So first he saw it. Next he spoke to him. And then finally he had also to speak back to that light.
And
we know from that light it says God spoke out of the bush. That was the angel of the covenant speaking to Moses. That was a supernatural fire. He spoke back to it. No individual. No church. And it's speaking to him. You see the procedure of the change. Amen, amen. Oh, I love the message of the hour.
Now,
so you see right there, from there there was a change in Moses. The prophet shows, he says, Moses was born with a great gift of faith. But he had to come to a place where he was commissioned and anointed by the light. Do you see what that light does when you enter his presence? Do you see what happens when you enter into God's presence? It anoints you and it commissions you. Moses, before an Egyptian, he thought he was commissioned. He thought he was anointed. But not until he saw the light. Not until it spoke to him and he spoke back to it. So from a somebody, God makes Moses a nobody. And when he was now a nobody, he was now in a position for God to use him. And for whatever God would do you, it's not me, it's God.
You can do it.
When by the knowledge of the intellect you see, I can do it.
I've come to a point where I believe that
stubborn diseases.
We have preached, but people are still laboring under stubborn diseases.
Marriages are breaking in our
church.
Husbands are going after loose women in our churches. Our children are going out into the world. We are saying, Lord, we have done so far. But beyond this point, it needs somebody more than us. A touch of the supernatural. We have preached wonderful messages. We have laid our heavy hands upon the people. Service after service, Sister So and So is coming.
Service after service, Sister Ningwaru ya kumbeni.
Brother So and So is coming with the same problem.
Brother Ningwaru zokana na mtu kuhiro.
Just like Sister Hetty.
For
her two boys, for her three children.
We
are saying, Lord, from henceforth take over. Yes, we thank you. You have given us opportunity to labor. But beyond this point, we want a touch of God in our churches. We want a touch of God in our families. We want a touch of God in our ministries. We want a touch of God in whatever we do.
It becomes better, lighter. Our hearts are sore as ministers.
Brother, one weakness.
You can see this brother has a weakness. He has labored under this weakness
ever since
independent. He is coming here in the house
independent.
Say, Pastor, help me. I don't want this spirit. What do I do? Pastor,
we have laid our hands.
We have tattooed.
We have opened spoken word.
Spoken word.
We have read verses. We have given testimonies of the prophet. But the thing is still there. We are saying, Lord, we need something higher. You on the scene to take over. We have done what we have done as preachers. But beyond this, it needs something higher than ourselves. The supernointing. Why are you saying that? And after 1 hour,
soon ago, 1 hour,
I'm sorry,
honey.
You are my sweetheart.
I love you.
Month after month, the man loves God. The man loves his wife or his husband. But there is evil spirits upon him. Oh, I'm saying, Lord, can't you have mercy? Can't you take over? Set our husbands free. Set our wives. We are sick and tired of these things. We don't want these funny feelings. We don't want these evil spirits around us. A very wonderful brother. A very wonderful sister. But each time he comes, the deacons. When I was in the combi, I'm sorry, deacons. That thing came back to me again. I started asking for a phone for the woman who was seated next to me. Before I knew it, I was on the app with her. And I was speaking words that I'm becoming. Oh, I don't want this, please. Brothers and sisters, we want something higher. Which when it undertakes my brother, it's done and done once and once
for
good. Why cry? Paragraph 42.
Why cry?
Moses, being born with this great gift of faith, then he was anointed and commissioned at the burning bush to deliver God's people.
Now,
see what great quality this man had? He was born for a certain thing. God had a purpose. But not until he met the burning bush. That's why before the burning bush, his ministry did not start at the burning bush. It was there, he was ordained for that. But when he tried to do it this other side, it sounds so disheartening. In that revival, he won death. But watch now after the burning bush. Moses, go before Pharaoh. Tell Pharaoh, let my people go.
Because Moses, in that Pharaoh, all the Pharaoh,
look at that revival. The whole nation, in a matter of hours, they were under the water in the Red Sea. A man who had once sick. A man who had one
speech.
But what had happened? He had met up with the supernatural. He saw it. He spoke to it. He spoke back to him. He tried it before that. It was only one dead man buried in the
sand.
But after the anointing, after an experience,
the
whole nation of Egypt sank in water.
Some of the things that put us, we have real problems that don't go easy. That
right thing,
that if God has mercy on us one day, prayer life will be sweet. You will feel the sweetness of prayer. God redeeming.
unotozvona pane mweya inotevera ini
yatisingaSatan
aikona oya muchechi onakirwa otona vakomana asi wangobuda newe newe
wangofuridza you have problems
wangofuridza kunyepa
You go back to your lies again. Because there are people who are real liars.
He thinks as he's speaking.
Padinga chitotaura ipapo ndopanga chitaura yacho.
Wanda kutaura iwe.
You know like the person I told you.
Ndokubva atora.
That he just left
at some point ndokunga waida kukandira baba mukuru. Ndokuona kuti it's too late mai wapinda. Padinga ndokuona wapinda kutanga kuti dai kutofrena. Kune vanhu vane mweya inomanufacture mweya inoruka asiri kuti nai mwari amungatibatsiriwo here tikuya pano mande chitatu friday sun itaiwo chimwe chinhu
itaiwo
chimwe chinhu mwari
toda
kuva murume wakanaka
kuoda kuva
mudzimai wakanaka
kuoda
kuva mwana wakanaka kuvabereki
vangutoda
kuva vabereki vakanaka kuvana vangu Each time I go to Mumbai, I go back. When I come
home,
coming
from work,
but Lord, I want to be a good
father. My children, right away.
I want to sit down with my children.
Did you grab us?
And teach them the right way. But something is standing in my way. The touch of the supernatural. Now. Brother Bram says, I won't be able to call that. The seed which was in Moses never come to life until that light, that supernatural, from the
burning
bush flashed across it.
When he saw the burning bush, it was an illusion. It was a light. It was a light shining on the seed
wet
in him. When it shined on that seed, it brought that seed to life. That seed was ripened and it opened up. And it began to manifest what was in it. God supporting it, God confirming it.
And notice, Moses born, and then he was afterwards, he was brought, right? And notice, the seed laying there with an intellectual conception.
Right.
Having an understanding of the message by revelation is different from understanding by intellectual concept.
Kwakasiyana nekuinzwisisa nekuti une njere
dzakapinza. Brother Vaya, namasiriro aita makotation. Brother Vaya wakoman.
That's why we want
Bible. Vaikotora James River. No brother vangadai kungoziva injere.
That a brother who can quote, who knows scripture, can do weird things.
Ukampa bhuku rephysics, unongokota kusezvo.
If you give him a physics textbook, he will know it similarly well. If you give him a son and
heir, he will do the
same.
With a revelation.
They are clever people. Clever.
You
bring him to a factory, he will tell you, you mix this, that and the other, you end up with sulfuric acid. He's a clever guy. He can take this word, mix scriptures. The difference is, in one mixture, you will have life. In another mixture, you won't have life. That's the difference between
Moody.
Between Dwight
Moody.
He speaks through his nose. But people still throng to Dwight Moody's meetings. They were saying that because there were many other good speakers, but they were not able to attract the
crowd.
That White says, I also wonder, what are people looking for? What is it? It
means
that White was not just speaking scriptures. He was anointed. Whatever he was speaking, something would carry anointed,
say amen,
and
somebody.
His words would become
say
life.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Okay, I'm watching my time. So you see right there? Not until he actually seen that light. When he seen that light, that seed in him, when the light flashed over, it was
quickened.
And when it was quickened, then you begin to see things happening. Let me skip this. Let me see this. So, the prophet says, Moses knew all God had called him. That's why it's always good to wait upon God.
Hans Moses. Because
his mother had taught him. He knew he was to be a deliverer. But
Brother
Brown says, but still he was a failure. Every human being is a failure. The only one who is able is God. That's why when you see these men like the Moses, God at some point had to get them to jump from their high horses. And then when they were in that position, God now was in a position to be able to use them, and they would hear and they would
hear.
Let
me tell you this.
Maybe
we have young preachers who are starting. There are times where you feel I can do it.
And no famba.
And you can see, no, I can do
no
it. And see, you can do it.
Church yoto zara.
You can feel the church.
We are.
People
God bless
come.
You, pastor.
Oh, God bless you,
nice
pastor.
Meetings.
Oh, that was nice.
Great glory.
Oh, glory.
But let me tell you, there comes a time when none of those things will touch you.
You want reality. You want a real God. A real God. A God who has judgment testify about. But when I got into that service, something happened. When I entered Brother Ray's house, I don't know what touched me. Something happened. When I got into his office, something touched me.
Last but one Sunday.
We're preaching.
Some three, four little boys came in. They let the deacons later on discover they are notorious for stealing. They've been to the policemen out. And so
on.
They go to the steal money and so on. So I suppose maybe they were coming, they wanted to steal. And so on. So now, as the word was going, then they saw these guys just moving out. And the deacons followed. And by the time they go to the gate,
you know,
they
are saying, no, let's go to that harvest church. You can't stay there. They were notorious boys. Let's help. God help us in this message. In our churches, witches are comfortably sitting. Until on weddings, some people don't eat at weddings. Why don't you eat at weddings? You know that there are witches right here in the message. Those that carry omens, bad omen.
Nedzimwe mhombwe dziri kuvandira vakadzi vavanhu nevarume vavanhu dzirimo.
Adulterers, hunting men, hunting women, they are there.
Dziri kudzirwa dzirimo.
They are feeling comfortable.
Andi Mwari tibatsireiwo.
We are saying, Lord, help us.
Tibatsireiwo Jehovah.
Help us.
Kuti kana varoyi vakauya ngavatendeuke.
So that if witches come,
they must repent.
If they don't repent, they must go.
Very soon, Mwari vakasatibatsira.
If God doesn't help us,
even kuva parizi chaiyo.
Even to the ministers,
very soon,
we are getting to a point where ministers can poison one another. I'm telling you the truth. Let me speak.
Let me speak.
That's where we get into
a mixed multitude.
Because Raguva Boka and everyone like a Sangana.
Varimon or what one are shocked. Urugutaurachi, before you know it.
Others don't like the word.
I'm
going to put something for him.
Oh yes. The message has been invaded.
It's the message, but it has been invaded. Others come to steal cell phones.
Some come to steal the equipment here.
Others come to steal.
But I say, Lord, help us. If the supernatural will come up and
come
right down, also,
you will see the person here saying, I'm a Satanist.
I come to look for converts.
But
I thank God something has happened to me.
Right here in the message.
What?
That is Zion.
Very soon,
much.
The Lord will have no mercy.
Can I say that one in
Ignatius?
We are going to kill one another. Quiz it on a poison. And then your dream will be less. It will be less death. It will be left. Only the scripture. You will eat deadly things.
But
because of the word of prayer, it will not kill you. See where you sleep in your houses. You just see a certain sister coming to your house every night. Your child is always crying about 3 a.m. Certain sisters come in your dreams non-stop. Devils of witchcraft. We rebuke them in the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus.
This sister, she's
a good sister. She must be redeemed.
Arimo my sister.
They are there.
Vanongo mira imi munoziya my sister. My sister matsaya anga chatanga kubatsirwa. Unongoona sister vanongouya, vangouya kuti imi asima kutarisira. Face yenyu. Wakadziva sei ndakutarisira. In 3 weeks kutarisira. Wakadziva sei. Iwe.
There are sisters who even know about young sisters' pregnancies. At 3 weeks she knows you're pregnant. I'm coming
that
there.
You know we are a papo.
I'll come there.
Wakazunzwana niwe.
Who told you?
Is that our sister? My uncle said.
Are you expecting sister?
Ongono vapo.
From there, you fall sick. Then you have a miscarriage. In the church, she is the first one to know those that are expecting.
Man, we underworld you are.
They work with children's biblical code.
You know, a touch of the supernatural to come in and out and set us free.
Satan,
we challenge you this morning.
Set them free.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Matsotsi azara muchurch.
We have thieves and robbers.
Under the name of brothers.
Vanongozvidzwa brothers.
Vanofamba vachingokwereta mari.
They go around borrowing. But they don't return.
This month kuna brother.
This month is borrowed
next
from you.
Next time brother.
Next borrowed from you.
Kana vaona kusikama pa church.
When he now knows he's been known in church.
My brother anenge achangouya aya.
He goes to the new convent.
And tivaziva matsotsi acho.
We know the thieves.
Riotanga nokubatsira itsotsi.
He normally is very helpful. He's normally helpful.
Give him you
pass. He used to help you with 50 cent coins. But you strike you $500 at once. The tickets know them.
They know that a touch of the supernatural.
We want real Christians. We know there are boys here going around proposing love to girls. The deacons not knowing.
You
were set free.
Now what they were doing. I want to try this one.
3 months. 3 months. Trying. Thereafter, I want to try another one. Think about those years when we came out. Think about those years.
Kusika vana vakutungira nhumbu vari muchurch.
Until we have pregnancies amongst our youth.
We are not
right
even we are not even worried.
Hatide tsakani nazvo futi.
What has happened?
Something
has to happen.
Kunamata. Prayer should be prayer.
Kunyatsobata pachokwadi.
Let's hold on to the truth.
Abano muna mwana achimwana. Okay, Johnny, don't do that, Johnny.
The father sees the son big nothing. He gets a funny haircut.
Johnny.
He just goes,
Johnny, my son. Protoplasm.
Oh, yes.
Protoplasm.
Stimulation
of revelation.
Oh, yes. Dinomboka ranka kamwanaika ako.
Makavada vana. You
loved your children so much, thinking it's the love of Christ, but you destroyed them. They don't even want to work. They will tell you, mother and father, you are the ones that work. Give us the money. You know, we grew up. Yes. Our children are spoiled. They don't
want to
work. I say to my boys, get married, you must marry.
How much
it costs to buy a bed.
Now
you are beginning to be a problem to your mom. You can't spend your bed. You can't wash your clothes. But your mom, who has got calloused hands, is now having problems to wash your clothes.
Honor thy father and mother.
I had to change my message.
Because I don't care. Because I can suffer more pain because he was a drunkard.
Says,
right there, Kumakuok, with snow over him, he's still my daddy, anyhow.
Takatambura. If he's still alive, love your
today
dad.
You say old man, old lady.
One day,
coffin,
you will see a coffin. You will know that your dad has departed, your mom has departed, and things have changed. One day, I want to preach that message.
Sorry.
Ndakamboti last time. Ndakati hamuchandioni pano futi.
Yeah, the last time he had promised not to come back.
Ndakamboti zvinowavingei. Ukandoteera chireve chinotora tepi yacho ndakati kana wandiona undikwazise. Zvinomandikwazisa here? Unoteerera? Ndakati kana hamuchandioni futi
pano. I told you. Kana wandiona undi. You won't see me here. But if you see me, greet me.
Ini ndaita zvandakataura imi ndimi musina kuti hamuna undikwazisa.
If you can't greet me.
Ah, iri right. Titonetsa naro. You're right.
He was just checking it's been sealed for real.
So you see, right? Oh my, half 12. I have to stop now. So you see, there, my brother, my sister. We meet up with all these things. They are there in the churches.
Tinosangana nezvinhu zvirimo muchurch.
Kusvika vanonyatsonamata vacho vakutokundwa nevasinganamata.
Until those that are the real prayer warriors are being
vasinganamati ndo vatova neinfluence
by people who are not prayerful. Those that don't pray are the more influential in church.
Three services a week. Three services.
Kuda.
Muda kuonerwa
three services matatu pavhiki. Ah, tobadi.
Nokuti chikwata chachinge chakura chakutochoka.
Because that group that doesn't pray is choking. Remember when you are
tibatsirei iwo.
Help us Lord.
Kubva kudzimba dzedu nomuchechi medu tibatsirei iwo.
In our homes,
we want to be genuine by this.
Toda kuva vanhu vakatendeka.
A touch of the supernatural.
Toda kubatwa nechemweya.
That's why with Paul of
Tarsus.
Maybe I won't refer to my notes, I'll just end up with that. Prophet says he was a murderer going to arrest Christians. On his way to Damascus.
Damascus.
He sees a light. Not until you see, speak to it, speaks back to you.
He saw it. Chataura kwa uri, wataura kwa chi.
He fell off his high horse.
Akamba adona kupapa pizarani.
And there was dust.
Pakawane dust.
Do you see? He's being reduced from his high horse.
Akaburutswa kupapa pizarake.
From a somebody.
Kupapa munhu ane chiremerera. Kuinda pamunhu asare
achi. Somebody with parchment, somebody of authority.
Munhu akaita simba. Pananga muguruwa.
Then a voice speak from that light.
Is we don't tell what from chair.
He says he heard it, but those with him did not hear.
Had the ear carinswa.
He says, so.
Agadi sauro sauro sauro.
Why persecutest thou me?
Ko unoti tambudzirei ko.
He saw it.
Agarona.
He spoke to him.
Ragataura kwari.
He spoke back.
Ia gataura kwari.
He says, who art thou, Lord? Agadi
dimani ko naishe.
I am the Lord your God whom thou
because indeed he said, Mari wako unotambudza.
Says, you will be blind not until I send somebody to pray for you.
Because what am I already both?
From there, he was led to a
house in Damascus.
And while he was in that house for 3 days, Saul was just praying.
And fasting.
He never ate.
Hana umpotika.
Varume kana toda zvinhu zvedu tinoziva zvokuita.
You know when we want
peace,
we know what to do. God will bring us to desperation.
Wakati kana Mwari akuisa kuna chito desperation, you ignore. Pinda pa desperation.
If God puts a desperation upon you, allow yourself to enter into it. God wants to reveal something.
The church, God wants to reveal something.
Mwari wada kuzarura chimwe chinhu.
In
my church there, we have a burden. We are praying.
We feel
God wants something. In the night you wake up, be it afternoon, be it evening, that desperation will wait for something to fulfill it. Please don't substitute it for anything
so
else.
3 days, no food.
Paulo mazomatatu, pasina chekudya.
That supernatural that he met.
Then
there was a man who was righteous and devout called Ananias.
There in the spirit.
Do you see the work of the supernatural?
It's
now to do nothing to do with the pastor. Or the
pastor.
But it's the supernatural that Paul met with. The Bible says, while there, God visited him. A vision broke. I suppose he was praying. A vision broke before him. He says, go into a certain street called Straight.
Straight.
And that street is the house of Judas. There is a man who is lodging there. By the name of Saul of Tarsus.
You
want to have a precision in the supernatural.
Do you see how precise the supernatural is?
Saul of Vapaka, we are up. Vakuru Masnagoga, Nabombozi Ziva, Apano Akamboziona,
and the Saul had come into the city. The priest at the synagogue had not known, the big people in the city had not even noticed it.
But supernatural,
but the supernatural kept and he had taken over. And Saul on the other end, he was fasting.
Go there and lay your hands.
Then
he says, oh, you know, this man, he caused the death of many Christians.
Don't worry.
I've worked on him.
The
supernatural is working on him. I will show him how he must suffer for this
gospel.
Now Ananias is going.
Ananias,
and the Bible says, while
Paul
was praying, a vision broke. Showing him that a man by the name of Ananias is coming here to lay his hands upon you that you might receive your
answer.
You see how the supernatural does.
Paul
meets it.
It
speaks to him.
He
speaks back. Watch now as he's in prayer.
He's
now in that same wavelength. The same wavelength he's in is the same wavelength that also Ananias is. So they can now connect. Are you aware? Right now there's voices in the radios here.
Which
if I tune to 40 meter band right here.
40 meter band.
There's somebody speaking. But somebody is outside cannot hear him.
But
somebody who is in Mashingo can tune the same wave band.
You
also hear.
Because the wavelength is the same. The heaven has a particular
wavelength.
You can't get the reception or get reception for Econet on a net one line. You need a net one to get reception on net one. That way you can be connected. That way also,
Ananias,
the heaven belongs to a certain wavelength. Ananias was in that wavelength. And he was shown in a street called Straight on this number. There is a man there, blind, who's there called Saul. And Saul so on the other end, on this
Ananias.
A certain man is coming your way. He's called Ananias.
Ananias.
You lay hands on him.
Ananias is coming. Ananias.
He gets there. Says, brother Saul, just the way that I've been sent by the Lord, may you receive your
time.
When God is now at work, it doesn't take time. It doesn't take a long prayer. That's why you see when brother prayed for Aunt Jemima's son, he was just fulfilling. He was fulfilling the wavelength that Aunt Jemima was tuned to. Because that was the wavelength that the aeroplane also tuned to.
It was going elsewhere.
What was going something wrong?
Then suddenly,
imagine the landing.
It had to land.
Yabatwana Masai Sai, akabatwana Aunty Jemima Edenga.
It had tuned to the same wavelength with Aunty Jemima.
Brother Branham Amara.
Branham, when he landed.
Masai Sai, I have a connector man.
And then he tuned to the same wavelength.
And
walk this way.
Masai Sai,
the same wavelength.
Told Aunty
Jemima to go to the gate. I'm sending you Elijah the prophet. Is it you ask for Elijah the prophet? I'm sending you one.
As
she goes under the same network.
This
guy has been brought to the gate. Also, waiting under the same wavelength. Then suddenly they see a man with a head coming. Says, Mamka, same food is.
Says,
how did you know? Says, I knew. I tuned in the same wavelength. Brother, I said, don't waste time. Let's go. Here is my sixth son. And then, this one was tuned to heavenly wavelength. This was the heavenly wavelength. Brother knew that whatever she has is what I have. The wavelength she's chosen to do, that's the same wavelength she's chosen to do. That's the same wavelength that caught the aeroplane.
You never
saw it. I'm a prophet. What? We
are
the same wavelength. So it says, hey, woman, pray. It won't make a difference because we are in the same wavelength.
It's not who prays,
but
we are in the presence of God, and
we've
caught up with His presence.
Then the mother began to pray. Brother Branham says, oh yes, Brother Branham says, I knew. It became hectic. It was a job. Because
how did
this woman knows her God?
You brother, brother.
Oh yes, he then asked her to pray to bring it to an end. But it had been done. The same way
brought.
Make sure the aeroplane does not depart. When he go to the airport, he had, we are waiting for the last passenger, William Branham. The moment he comes on board, we are leaving. Don't fear for God. He's holding everything. He's holding everything. This church belongs to God. These Christians belong to God. God will do His will. He's holding everything.
Do you think
God's intelligence to lift a man like him and lift all these of his parents then gives you a warning?
Imagine the men.
Then you start fearing for that God. There is a wavelength. There is somebody holding. It might look like it's capsizing. It might look like it's drowning. This church belongs to God. Fear nothing. He is holding the waves. Holding the waves of the anointing. Holding the waves of the anointing. My prayer is, Lord, pour the anointing on top of Eastly Tabernacle. So it might work in the elders, work in the church, work in the brothers, work in the sisters. And work together so that God's perfect will might come to pass. It will make everybody
Hallelujah.
Happy.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I asked God that God hear me as your servant. As I finish this service, right here in this tabernacle, show yourself here. May you be made manifest. May your glory come down.
fear nothing. Remove fear.
Confidence, Mamu.
But put confidence in you. This is God's word. And you are jealousy over it. Your purpose will be fulfilled. So one person has power over this. But God has power over
this.
May God be merciful to us. I believe it. He will do it. I believe you do it. If you believe it, stand up.
And thank God
for this afternoon. That God will do it. Remove fear from me. Put faith in me. Each man in his own way. As we thank God.